Gichiayag Bizendawya, our elders. Listen to them. This show focuses on personal history of our Ojibwe elders. The elders that are sharing their stories on this program are from White Earth Reservation as well as other reservations throughout Minnesota. Gichiayag Bizendawya, our elders. Listen to them.
Bonjour, my name is Donna Nini. I'm from the White Earth Reservation. I grew up, though, in Frazee, Minnesota, and I came back to White Earth for my adult years. My mom married my stepdad when I was 5, and then we lived in Little Fork, where he was a pulp cutter. Once a month we'd come back to Ogama for sure, and my mom would get groceries from Crocker's store, and we loved that store, and we loved old Mr. Crocker and his sister and his wife, and they were always so good to us. But over in Frazee, we didn't do much for business as far as I remember, like grocery shopping or anything. Maybe once in a while go to the grocery store if we needed something right off the bat, but most of our shopping was done at Crocker's store. And boy, he had everything, clothes, groceries, hardware. It was fun going to his store. Those are pretty much my first memories. We spent a lot of weekends at Grandma Foster's, Grandma Lizzie Foster, Oshkino Foster. My stepdad would always bring us back to visit, and my mom would want to come and spend some time with her ma, and so he would bring us sometimes, and sometimes we'd go to Crocker's store and get the groceries, and then maybe spend a night or two at Grandma's. And man, Grandma had us sleeping all over the place. There were so many of us. Grandma pretty much raised, I think, a lot of my mom's kids, and except for maybe the younger ones, and there was a lot of drinking in the family, but that's true all over the place, not just in ours. Grandma was the one who kept it all together. I remember coming to White Earth one time, and as a little girl, I was sitting in the old clinic or old hospital where I was born, and I remember sitting there, and I don't know why we were there, but I suppose my mom had a baby there or something, and I looked around and I thought, what a neat place this is, and it's so clean, and it's, look at all these people walking around in these white suits and uniforms. And I'm like, and for some reason it clicked as a kid, I'm like, I want to help people too, like they're helping people. I don't want to brag, but I was the first one to graduate from high school and then went to nurses training in Detroit Lakes at the vocational school, and graduated from there, though I didn't pursue that career. But I thought, well, when I become a nurse, I'm going to come work at White Earth. My heart's always been here. I just always wanted to come back to White Earth and be a part of helping our people. And throughout the years, I hope I did help a few of them. I became a Head Start teacher and did that for about 10 years. And I loved that. I was a Head Start home visitor. I thought it was wonderful because you experienced what the child was experiencing by going into their home. They didn't have to come as little strangers into a strange place. And then after I did that Head Start, and I thought, well, my aches and pains were getting the best of me as a Head Start home visitor. I was in and out of my car during the warm weather and the bad weather, so I thought, well, I need to make a change here. So I applied for a position at the clinic and as a dental assistant, and I got that. I worked there for 18 years. I love that too because I still saw so many of the same families, which I've seen as a Head Start teacher, so it was great there. I loved every minute there, but there were many, many good times I've had both in Head Start and at the clinic. So, but I loved both of those jobs, and now I'm retired. both of my grandsons are. They're both in college. I know we've always impressed upon them, and they know that they are of Native American descent and that they should pursue where their interests lie, whether it be the language or whether it be in creating something, just to encourage them to carry on any kind of tradition that is of interest to them. I let them find out for themselves, pretty much. Whatever their interest is, I will encourage it. As a teenager and growing up and not knowing who to talk to, and I guess until I really discovered my higher power, I felt frustrated and angry and mad that my mom was taken. For me to grow up and really not know where I'll end up, but I wrote a poem that was very simple, and it goes like this. I have a problem I wish I could tell. I can't express it, so what the hell? I didn't know where to go, who to talk to, and like I said, I felt angry, and I didn't have anybody to discuss anything with. Oh my gosh, if people could just write down what you're thinking, what you're feeling at the time. Oh my gosh. And then when you go back and read it, you'll say, oh, I don't remember feeling that way or thinking that way. But yes, it's very therapeutic. And I would advise anybody and everybody who can write it down. I do like to write things down. And especially if it's frustrating to me and things have happened that in my life that have been very frustrating to me, that I journal it, so when I die, people are going to find all kinds of notes and little notebooks here and there and say, oh, this happened on this day. Oh, yeah, I remember this. Oh, yeah, you know. But there's some good things in there and there's some not so good things in there. But it really helps me to get through any situation I'm going through. And this is another thing, you know, I mean, so many people just get angry and yell around or what have you. I've had my moments. I felt bad after I wrote that first one, but then I'm like, well, I had to get it off my chest. I just had to say it. I mean, like I said, I pray a lot. I journal a lot. I write poetry. And I like to plant flowers. In these golden years, as they say, and now that I'm retired, I just really appreciate the life I've had. We've had struggles and stuff, but so goes life. As people, we create in our minds thoughts and memories that will carry on, and this one's just called Memories, and it goes like this. It's memories. They are the pictures in your mind. They are that special time when only you'll recall that time at all. Memories, there are good times and there's bad. There are happy and there's sad. But only you'll recall that time at all.
This program was produced by Jodan Rozo for Niji Broadcasting. Music by Tony Duncan and Darren Yazzie. Funded by the voters of Minnesota through an appropriation from the Legacy Art Cultural Heritage Fund. Gichi Ayag Bizendawya, our elders. Listen to them.